Hello, and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We start today with Line 5. Enbridge, the Canadian oil company that owns that oil pipeline that crosses the Straits of Mackinac, says the pipeline is safe and it's prepared to respond in the event of any damage or rupture. Environmental and tribal groups are not convinced. And today, for the first time, they're trying to get some answers for themselves. Desmond Barry is the Natural Resources Department Director for the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians. And as we speak, he is on the water in the Straits of Mackinac. Desmond, tell us just what's happening today.
Well, today, you know, we have a couple of our research vessels up in the Straits of Mackinac, along with our law enforcement, our conservation law enforcement, because we're using a side scan sonar. And we're trying to get a look at both the east and west leg of Enbridge Line 5.
And is this a first for you out here with this side scan sonar, taking a look for yourself?
You know, this is the very first time that the Grand Traverse Band has tried to get a look at these pipelines ourselves. And we're hoping to learn as much as we possibly can, you know, by collecting these images, looking for bends, looking for curves. Any type of information we can gather with our equipment.
Desmond, why did you feel that you needed to be out there doing this for yourself?
Well, you know, we have a vested interest in this area. Our treaty rights are being jeopardized by this pipeline, and we don't necessarily trust the information that we get from Enbridge. You know, it goes through a lot of different sources. It goes to the state of Michigan. There's a lot of information that's redacted. Enbridge doesn't have the greatest safety record, nor do they have the greatest track record with regards to disclosing what we would call critical information. So this is kind of our duty. My job is to protect these treaty resources. So that's why we're here. We're trying to get the data that we can get on our own. That way we can vet the information ourselves and have our experts look at this information.
Now, give us an idea with this sonar, this side scan sonar. What kind of visualization can you get from this?
Well, this will essentially, you know, it's used a lot for looking at different bottom structures. Particularly, we use it for looking at lake bottoms and looking at different fish structure and habitat management like that. But this will show us a very clear image, kind of a three-dimensional image of the pipeline. So we'll be able to tell the north and south direction of this pipeline. We'll be able to see if there's any curves, any bends, I guess you could call them, that maybe the company hasn't disclosed to anybody.
Now, when you say bends, Desmond, are you just talking about the configuration of the Line 5 pipes? Are you talking about potential damage? Just so I'm very clear when you talk about curves and bends.
You know, obviously, if there's curves where they shouldn't be, it'll show potential damage. So for us, we've seen some underwater images that had been released early on by the National Wildlife Federation when they did some dives. They took some cameras. We've looked at those images. It appears that there are some bends in those pipelines that weren't a part of the original specifications with regards to manufacturing that line. So for us, that's what we're trying to determine now. We're trying to find if there are any of those abnormalities or any bends like that maybe we could have a discussion with the company about, or talk to some of our legislators about, even the Pipeline Safety Advisory Board. This information isn't going to be proprietary. We're not going to not share this with the public. We want everybody to be aware of, you know, what's laying on the bottom of our straits here.
Desmond, as you are there moving across the straits on the water, over those pipelines that are 100 or more feet below you, what are you feeling?
Well, I'm kind of feeling a sense of pride because, you know, we're out here, we're doing this work, and we're fact-checking. So I'm feeling a sense of pride that the Grand Traverse Band is undertaking an investigation like this, and we're not relying on a company to tell us what their pipeline looks like. Rather, we are actually fact-checking them and, you know, seeing if our data lines up with their data. So I'm feeling a strong sense of pride. also, you know, I look around and I see how gorgeous it is out here. Beautiful blue Straits of Mackinac. And I couldn't imagine what a rupture would look like. So it's kind of bittersweet that we have to do this. But again, it's our job. We want to ensure the safety of the Great Lakes for future generations, and this is just part of it.
Desmond Berry is the Natural Resources Department Director for the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians out on the water at the Straits of Mackinac with a side scan sonar taking images of Enbridge Line 5. Desmond, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Oh, thank you. Miigwech. It's been my pleasure.